It's Camp Hask Experience Day. The weather is beautiful. The program is phenomenal. Incredible concert coming up. And, of course, those in the Pillar Society have special programming that's going to be happening up here today on Sunday. And Abe Eisner, who is the chairman of the board of Hask, and who I believe the last time I saw him was backstage at NJ Pack. I believe that was the last time.
Absolutely.
We've seen each other since.
I hear you almost every day, but it was the last time I saw you.
Yeah, we got to spend more time together. What's going on?
Thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being here.
You must have quite an injection of nachas walking around this campus.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I got to tell you, when I drove up the summer before the camp came up and I saw that new base before, I stopped for a few minutes and I just took a deep breath and I said, I got it. A helicopter came in Ashamayim and dropped a completed, finished building.
That's what it looks like.
Right on our property. Yeah. Because I'll be honest with you, a couple of weeks ago, I just didn't see it happening. And so we need more betochen and then shout to the Shemaya and the Rabbeinu Shalom helps. And look at what we have now.
It's look what stage you're up to. It's 99% done.
Almost 99.5%. We're there. We're there. We put up mezuzahs already and the equipment is here, the furniture is here, and we'll start using it this week, Mir Tashem. It's exciting. It's exciting.
Now, Abe, it is no secret that there are many, many supporters who are not only listening now, but many supporters around the world of the activities and campus of Camp Hask. You, however, have a unique role because you're on the front lines of those who are in government and serve us and are instructed to serve the community, who go ahead and make sure that Hask has the support that they need. So what's that experience like dealing with the public officials?
It's unbelievable. It's an easy sell. What can I tell
is
you?
You
knock on Senator Schumer's door. Thanks to you. We got to know Senator Schumer many, many years ago in Lincoln Center when you made the Yamoid and called him up to the concert to speak. I used to tell him what to speak and what not to speak and stuff like that. And we maintained the relationship. It's funny. It turns out that some of his key people right now are the ones that used to drive him and bring him to the concert. So just using Senator Schumer, Senate Majority Leader, as an example, every year we request monies for different projects. We got money for a generator for the base refuel. It's being powered by Schumer's generator. We just got the grant awarded for a upgrading the program rooms, which is down at the other end of camp. They're outdated. They need to be redone. It's like unbelievable. So when I was there in May in Washington, I stopped in and we negotiated. I'm waiting for final word, but we're hoping to get a major, major grant to upgrade the kitchen and dining room facilities, which is really needs a big upgrade.
One of the most important buildings in camp,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. It needs an extension. It needs new equipment. It just needs everything. And so I can't talk about it because it hasn't been finalized. But hands-on, Senator Schumer himself. We met with him in Washington with his busy schedule, and he promised that he'll do whatever he can to make it happen. So we'll say, Kapitel Tillim, Mithyata Dishmaya, that'll happen too.
I have to assume that there are other government officials as well that help you out.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, in the state, it was announced last year. We had Assemblywoman Eileen Gunther together with Simcha Eichenstein and Helene Weinstein, and we got a $5 million grant to build a brand new therapy building.
New York State.
New York State Assembly. That was approved last year. Shamil is in the process. Shamil had a meeting last week with the building department and Liberty and some lawyers. We're trying to finalize so we can get the ball rolling, Mi'etz Hashem, for the coming year, possibly for the following year. But, you have to do that. You have to pound the beat. There's money out there. You have to get it. But I got to tell you, it's not that difficult when you're selling Hask.
No, I get that. But you also need an active chairman, and you take this very seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. I do the best I can. It gives me a lot of kayak, and it gives me a lot of chizik on a personal note to be able to go out there, represent the camp, and try to accomplish with the Rabbeinu Shloim's help what we do.
We're sitting in front of the Pillar Society bunk.
Right.
It's amazing how many different arms of great fundraising there has been for Camp Hask from people around the world who care about the camp, and this is just one example of that.
Absolutely, and it really started falling into place about 5-6 years ago. Reb Judah got more involved in fundraising. The board of directors, new board of directors that joined us a couple of years ago.
There.
A lot of energy. Everybody's doing their thing. And at the end of the day, the Rabbeinu Shloim, we're doing God's work. So, it's kind of easy.
What can Baruch I say? Hashem. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here.
Thank you for welcoming us.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you at the concert.
I always think it's funny. I always say this to Judah, that our two major meetings are exactly half a year apart.
Okay.
January and July.
Well, we can't do more than a half a year without seeing you, so.
I appreciate that. The one and only Abe Meisner, chairman of the board, Cam Hess. Thank you, Abe.
Keep up the good work. Thank you very much.
That very much. More coming up.